Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Albert T. Murphy. He's a professor at Boston University who specializes in work with impaired children. He's also the author of Special Children, Special Parents, a book that has comforted many thousands of parents who face the very real challenge and struggle of giving love to children who have special needs. I was intrigued by a comment you made that in a way we all have some impairments, and to look at a child who seems to carry this special burden is really to be looking at a part of ourselves. How have you experienced that?
Well, if you think of living in its most ideal sense as a process of inventing yourself, of creating yourself, to me, the best opportunity for creating oneself is in a helping relationship with another person. And the ideal, the absolutely ideal relationship is a mutually developmental one, so that in working with an impaired child, for example, while the child hopefully was growing, I'd be growing as a function of that relationship. Now, as I look at the child, I can't deny that I'm looking at myself. At the very same moment, I'm working with, touching, looking at, listening to the child. I can't avoid that because, well, we see things not as they are, but as we are, basically. That's an old observation, but I think true. Also, I probably see in the child a possibility. This is one of the reasons I enjoy working with very young children, although I work with adults too. Because in a sense, sometimes to a larger degree, they represent what the future may be. And so to look at, to be with a child is to see the future in the making. And to have the opportunity to participate in that is a fantastic thing. At the same time, I've learned that I need to recognize that I have more in common with a child, no matter what the handicapping condition is, no matter what the severity of the impairment is, that I have more in common with that child than I have indifference with that child.
Have you encountered grossly handicapped children and still been able to make that connection that there's more in common than different?
Well, you know, what is true is whatever is true for you, regardless of what someone else says is true, or what the books say is true. Just as, let us say, attitudes are more important than facts, which I believe, I know that I believe far more than scientific facts, that which stirs me emotionally. That I believe. And I have to think about that in terms of a severely emotionally disturbed individual, for example. Their reality is what they're experiencing, regardless of what I think of it or call it or say that it is. Even in a very severely impaired child, a nonverbal, non-ambulatory, bedridden child or adult, you have to make an assumption about the individual and about yourself in that relationship. Whether it's true or false, or whether others agree with it or not, the assumption I make is the one that we find in Amal and the Night Visitors. Every child has a gift, and you go searching for it. You go searching for what lies within and is waiting to be revealed. In a sense, that's what education, counseling, rehabilitation is all about, to help bring the person out to a point of maximal functioning in terms of whatever is natural functioning. So I make that assumption, and I go for it, so to speak. Now, some might say that's silly,